Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Evolution on the move. Evolution on the move. Evolution on the move. Better fucks with the groove. Motherfucker, that's the truth. If you're looking for the proof, man, he's standing right here. In the flesh, like the ghost of Shakespeare. I'm a blocker, fuck your fear. I'm the solo shocker spear. Just ripping through your flesh, leave you red, leave you dead. See you in about a year. I choose to stay clear from the mess you profess. Keep my Nikes in the ear. It's been a long year. See my peers in the rear view. Mirror of the ride of my life. Had a wife, but I slid a fucking throat. Call her hip hop. These niggas don't cry, but they teardrop. These hoes don't care. Pound is still drop. I'm a hidden, yeah. A real believer, whatever I was given 10 times, I'ma give back. Evolution on the move. Evolution on the move. Evolution on the move. Better fucks with the groove, motherfucker, that's the truth.
I'ma need some motivation from my nation, cause it look like niggas out here need resuscitation. So I'ma spit some conversation, get your mind engaged. Get you all up in this participation. I'm on this mic like I'm teaching religion. Yo, in my diary, but I've been losing weight like I've been dieting. I've been super high, cause I've been piloting my mind through the cosmos. Almost lost my mind, but now I'm on coast, trying to get those meals on five coast. Evolution on the move, better bucks with the groove. Motherfucker, that's the truth. Evolution on the groove, you know, it's how we do, you know. Truth is, I never been truthful. Say shit just to turn a good girl loose. We like living primitive. You got the pistol quick. Me and the homies in the house, differing. My G grabbed an iPhone in the back, configuring. She got the claw out, I'm supposed to limit in. Tight with the symbolist. Still kicking it. Yo, still kicking it. Girls with the promises on they pinky ring. Why that nigga still kicking it? Word, you still kicking it?
Evolution on that move. Evolution on that move. Evolution on that move. Better fuck with the group, motherfucker. That's the truth.
Bro, what up? Yeah, what up, Nairobi? Check it. 254 in the building. Check it. Yeah. And since I debuted on the
scene, mic check. You know what it is? It's that new era show. Yes sir.
Yo, what up, everybody? New era tonight.
It's a new era.
We're taking a detour from our normal programming to present a special guest.
Hey.
This is Detour.
That's me.
You know what it is, I think Maxi took us in too fast, baby.
Did we really?
Because we didn't even introduce ourselves, man. You know what it is? It's a new era.
But they already know who it is, I'm sure.
A special guest, bro. You know, you gotta introduce the show, man. You know what it is, bro. You know what it is. Yo, what's up? We got homies out there. Shout out. It's a new era show, man. Every week I'm here. I'm out here. UBC, CITR, coming live from Unceded Coast Salish, Sound Communion, speaking Masculine territory, baby. I learned that, bro. You see what it is? I know my acknowledgements, bro. You know what it is. Shout out you guys. It's another Wednesday, and we just had to come through. You know what it is? CITR. I got the air horn. I think that's enough. DJ, cut that shit.
Cut that shit, bitch.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man? You know, it's Just K back in the bitch. I'm here every week.
We got the homie Just K.
We got Mans outside. Shout out the fans. Nah, bro. We from the east, man. We cold, bro. We're used to the heat.
We got some Calligraph Jones playing out the speakers right now.
Gang.
What's good, Vancouver? We got a special guest on the New Era show. As Maxi, I'm gonna let you introduce the special guest.
All right, I think you already know who it is, but we're talking Detour tonight. Got a local Vancouver rapper. Are you what part of Vancouver are you from, Detour?
East Van, born and raised.
Oh, East Van.
Yeah.
Bro,
shout out East Van. We in the house. We live.
True that. Word. It's a spicy Wednesday. I know everybody's been eating a lot of spicy food on account of the cold. But I've actually been out of the cold for a bit. I just got back from a little vacation, but I'm not gonna talk about that right now.
Yeah, man. Where were you at?
I was in Maui for a little bit. 808s in the Maui, fam.
Ooh,
straight in the heat. 808s in the 808, as a lot of rappers would say.
Yo, Maxi International, baby.
Oh, very much.
Welcome back, bro. Welcome back, man. I missed you. I'm just joking.
I swear the planes have gotten smaller, though. I don't know. For real.
Oh, man.
The seats, yeah, it's wild. But they got...
They're getting bigger.
The thing is, though, changed the game for me this time. They got, like, power on the planes now. You can plug your laptop in and shit. It's actually pretty wild. No, pretty good stuff.
Welcome back, bro.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You should fly private, bro. You should fly private like me.
Me should, yeah. Don't we all wish, eh, buddy?
I fly private, bro. Greyhound.
Greyhound. He's got the tour bus. It's got wings. You know how it is.
Exactly. Welcome to the New Era show, man. And like we just mentioned, we got Daniel Declare. Is it Declare or Declare?
It's Detour.
Detour. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it simple, Shari. The homie's called Detour. Shout out all the homies on Facebook Live. Thanks for checking in on the homie.
I'm Daniel.
We good.
Yeah, Detour.
Detour. We got Detour in the house, man. That's what it's about. We ain't about the official name. It's whatever you want to be called, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, Detour, man. Just give us an idea. What the hell does Detour have to do with you, bro?
Pretty much, I got into hip-hop, like, grade 3. I was breakdancing at Riley Park. Like a kid's playground. You know where they tore that down? Ontario and 33rd. That was like kind of just the intro. I started getting into Rascals at an early age. Luckily, my breakdance instructor there was hella into hip hop. He introduced me. I've had Rascals on my phone since grade 3. I always dug that. And then I started getting into graffiti. I've been painting graffiti for 10 years now.
Yeah.
That's kind of something I know. I got more experience.
You know what? That's
rap,
actually how I met you first, man.
Yeah, man.
To the graffiti, actually. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ironically, so, yeah.
One thing led to the next, and it kind of gave me something to talk about. I was a kid who grew up on Stomp Down and Snack the Ripper and stuff, and they were throwing quality graffiti, you know, on the internet with good music. And look where they're at now, you know, and to see, Junk come up. Shout outs to Junk, Northwest Division, among many
out,
other
shout
people.
Out.
You see them on the come up now, and I want to be part of that new wave, so here I am. That's kind of me in a nutshell.
Yo, that's dope. That's dope, man.
All right, so you're keeping it spicy with the dance moves early on, right?
Hey.
But you still keep it spicy with them moves, you know what I mean?
Honestly,
still into dancing?
My dancing's pretty debatable now.
Okay.
You know, if I have a couple drinks in me, I'm definitely better.
A little better.
But, you know, my hands stay sharp. Oh. My can control stays sharp. That's the main priority.
So you've been sipping. Oh, the can control. Okay,
yeah,
I see what you mean. mean? All right. I thought you were with the beer can or something like that.
Nah.
All right.
But I respect breakdancing a lot, and I always got love for the breakdancer. Shout out to all the breakdancers I've seen in UBC too.
Shout out to these events.
The tough game, breakdancing.
Sinbirds.
Shout out my brothers from other mothers, you know what I'm saying? Sinbirds, man. You see, we repping out here, man. Yeah, you know the Sinbirds.
We notice.
Yeah, man.
We see.
Shout out the Sinbirds doing their thing, man. Check them out on Facebook, Sinbirds. That's it. So Detour, bro, tell us a little bit, man. Like, so when did you, like, decide that this rap thing is a serious thing for you, man? And, like, you know, is it actually a serious thing for you? And, like, you know, what does the path look like, bro?
Pretty much, like, I view it this way. I went from kind of just freestyling with my friend, you know, for fun. He was encouraging me to do it one day. One thing led to the next. And then I've always been just really into listening to hip-hop. And I always liked some tough shit because, like, that's what I paint graffiti to. Graffiti is not, you know, a weak man sport. Like you gotta. There's a lot of risk to it, and that kind of fueled it. So before I knew it, like kind of grade 11 started freestyling, experimenting, and then started to take it seriously a year ago. And I got two mixtapes under my belt.
Boom, two mixtapes, bro.
Among other things, so humble beginnings, but I need to make sure to prove myself one step at a time and let the music speak for itself.
That's what's up, man. Let the music speak for itself. And what does the music... Has the music been speaking for itself, bro?
I think it's spoken for itself. Yeah, okay. I'm seeing a developed following, and I think I throw some visuals behind that, and more will come. That's the best I can do. At the end of the day, I care about organic plays. I don't want to drop a project and have the plays concentrated on one song. As good as that is, I'm waiting for that to happen too. But right now, it's been spread out, and I kind of like that every song was listened to on my project. The most recent one, especially Brothers. I like
Brothers,
that nine
Brothers.
Tracks, and people were telling me they went, you know, start to finish 40 minutes. It speaks for itself.
Yo, bro, you know what it is, man. Like, I was actually like, I have that lined up. Your tape, Brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, so this is your second tape.
Yeah.
Why Brothers, man? You know what I'm saying? Why not call it number two?
There's some interesting stories behind all this, because it's really kind of just like a reflection of where I'm at. Like, if you haven't, let's say we went to high school together, you haven't seen me, you know. In a couple years, like, you'll kind of get a sense of where I'm at and what I've been up to and what I've gone through. Brothers is kind of funny how that worked out. I really wanted to collab with people throughout the project and actually get some beats made by some of my friends. There were three exclusive beats on the project. One came from Russia, so I thought that was really cool. That was an extension of my friend. Yeah, shout-outs to Meme from Dab Crew. He hooked that beat up. So that, as far as I know, he brought with him from Russia years ago or got it sent to him, something like that. And, you know, all the samples are Russian, which is kind of cool. A friend of mine, RC, The Hazard from Surrey, he made a killer song for Ontario Street. That was a cool collab. And then my friend G-Wiz from North Van. This guy, it was like our first track we ever fully finished and like did. And for him to have like one of his beats actually used by someone, he's more into like, he kind of makes stuff like Hoochie that it's so lit it doesn't need vocals. But we kind of collabed, he simplified a beat and put it on loop, and yeah, that was a big impact. So the whole goal was to like collab with that and other rappers. There's a bunch of other rappers as well. And then it's also just talking about like the friendships I have in my life, because I'm super thankful for that. And one of the stories, it's actually called Brothers. It's the title track. It's about my buddy who went through, you know, a big drug problem. And it's that whole story and how he pulls through and like the moral of it. And kind of the whole project is that people care and they'll carry you through that. So a lot of Brothers was about that. And then as I wrote this song in advance, I had a friend pass away, and it tied into that song, so that had a big effect on me. So it was kind of like the lyrics kind of predicted this death happening, which was really weird. Like, I wrote it well in advance, and I was on the way to the funeral listening to this song as it was being worked on. So Brothers is a big track, 7.5 minutes. I was like, hella heavy. And then I ended up moving out and living in a house with three brothers, and I was like, oh, well, this kind of makes sense. I don't know, it just kind of, everything kind of pulled itself together and just made sense. And I was like, Brothers is who I describe anyone I get along with. And I realized, for me as an extrovert, like, people shape me, but I also see the impact of like caring about someone, what it can do, especially where we're at in our world. You know, people, there are a lot of unhappy, like depressed people, and I refuse to be one of those, and I refuse to let my friends be those people as well. So I need to do whatever I can to do that, and if it's music or, you know, hanging out with them, that's what I'm going to talk about. So that's kind of brothers in a nutshell. Yeah.
That's
kind of friendship.
That's
kind of the theme. Yeah.
That's dope, yo.
That's deep.
So you're living in a house with three brothers, you said.
Yeah. What type
two?
Of brothers,
two
bro?
Brothers.
But like one moved out, one moved back in. It's kind
of
like the guy, the
part
boys
the
travel. They like to travel, yeah. But it's three brothers, and it was super interesting too. I learned about them. Like I assumed they'd all be super similar in the way they were raised, and they're not. And it really goes to show that, like, even if you're raised in the same household, you can share values with people, but you can also be super different.
I got cousins like that for sure.
You know what I mean?
So what goes down? What goes down in that? What goes down in that house? You all work on music and shit together. Or like, what do you have in common with these?
I work with one of them.
Okay.
I work at Dockside at Granville Island. Just
true, dope.
Nice little restaurant there, and I met one of the guys through there. I took the spot in the house of my old camp counselor that worked at that restaurant. I knew another friend, and before I knew it, I was working with my roommate. We started bonding. He didn't really know me. And, like, that's a really good way to get to know someone, go through a super stressful job, like, throughout the whole summer.
No doubt. Yo, a lot of the people I know will live with their workmates and shit like that.
Like
most people, yeah.
And they're not, like, they don't make music, but they like it, and they support me, and they give me good feedback. So they're
that's
part
dope.
Of the production team, I put it that way.
That's cool.
Yeah. Big supporters.
Yeah.
What are we listening to, Eric?
Yo, right now on the New Era Show, I got a song by Lil Sims, Out of Sight. And you know what? We gonna let this jam for a bit. Then we'll be back with the regular PSAs. But yo, stay tuned. We'll be back. New Era Show, baby. Jump to this for a sec, man. No problem. Follow me. Run on tree. So high on my dial, come back to life. I rose from beneath. Growth is key, baby. Mind slow. Don't take my advice, though. Shit, man, what do I know? He love when I speak about it. God, niggas mind blow. In the nick of time, on my hope. Never lost in my brain. I can never let you inside. Hope. Shit, time up. Back to Wonderland. I go searching for.
Such and such, feel me much, feel me now, hold me down, keep me around it if you must. In the midst of it all, out the north of that LDN, was born in a land of sin. My core cannot handle this. I'm more than your average chick. Fuck, what a rush. Out of love, out of funds, out of body, souls and such. Souls and such. Oh, well, you know I'm on a roll, yeah. Got me right here on my own, yeah, yeah, yeah. They can't see no further than they knows, yeah, yeah. I'm just in my zone, yeah, yeah. Came up, trying to stay up. They are sick, then I'm wondering this changed us. Tell them, yeah, 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 yeah. How is possible?
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Ever wonder what the 60s thought the future would sound like? Retrofuturist dream pop band Young Blood returned to play the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, November 25th with glam rock outfit Art Deco and LA-based Maya Manser. Tickets are on sale now.
Mystery to me, cartoons, TV, mystery machines. Painted rooftops and train yards, kept where you walk, syringes and glass shards, been on the run, can't chase your backyards, handled the chase, really wasn't that hard, dabs through the writer's rack of whole cards, Home Depot and Walmart, bright sunlight when the street's dark, exploring like Lewis and Clark, white, now let the fillers the spark, hand styles on the bench in the park, I'm all alone, what's Noah's Ark, take a flick, upload the arc, see yourself on the news report, crap game is a winner losing sport, chrome burners, side of the ball car, Canada, Montana, trigger that Newport, been around for a minute, not a new sport, find it in a restaurant, or a shoe store, see life makes you want to do more, had the strive in me since a newborn, rappers an oil painter, I'm just an aerosol sprayer, dad's in a band, bass player, back in track, bass layer, whacked up a cat, same haters, same kids, I would cap a day later, beef in the streets with some no-namers, rockin' Jordans at the Presto trainer, Kirk Hendrick a villain, he's making a million, inspiring those who are waiting and willing, dropping these tracks despite the opinions, mix up of energy, doing it different. Family history, mystery to me, mystery to me. Cartoons, TV, mystery machine, mystery machine. Arborescent roots seen within the tree, tree. Hip-hop roots layered in the streets, streets. Family history, mystery to me, mystery. Cartoons, TV, mystery machine, mystery machine. Arborescent roots seen within the tree. Hip-hop roots, layered in the streets. Y'all been on the run, cold chases, middle of winter, cold cases, cans of paint, cuffs, taser, the second I see him, drag racer, stay hidden in an alley, time waster, never catch me in the act, crime chasers, stash your camera, see the footage later, best you could do to catch a paint sprayer, $2,000 in fines, yeah, you chase paper, fake cop, imitators, I won't stop, motivation, I get it, you're part of the equation, I'm I still crave the sensation. Smell the pain, yeah, that's the fragrance. Broad day, abandoned, vacant. Let my work define what my name is. Let my bars define what rages. I write on paper cause it's spacious. Compared to my phone containment, sky's the limit, no ceiling to be scraping. A year ago I dropped my first song, same name, making hip hop. I wrote lyrics non-stop, got a voice that's smooth like Haagen-Dazs. Attended the stage an awful lot, never thought I could do it. Honest thoughts, sparking pot in the parking lot, then coming right back to give it all I got. Then coming right back to give it all I got. Best rappers in the game all got shot. Nod to the shit, no need for applause. Hip hop music for a common cause. Family history, mystery to me. Cartoons, TV, mystery machines. Arborescent roots seen within the tree. Hip hop roots lay it in the streets. Family history, mystery to me. Cartoons, TV, mystery machines. Arborescent roots seen within the tree. Hip hop roots lay it in the streets.
Mic checker. You know what it is. We're on the New Era Show, and we're still with D2, my homie Danny. Oh, I'm sorry. His name is D. He told me, man, don't make it official, man. No feelings in the New Era Show, man. We don't want no personalization, man. We just want to know your rap name, bro.
Exactly. That's what's important.
So, bro, that was a dope jam.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't pay for the shit.
Yeah.
What you up to,
this shit Shari? Is dope, man.
Face drops make the fucking track clean. Spread it through your body like a vaccine. Adrenaline rush from the caffeine. What does that mean?
Them porn sites popping up on Shari's shit. Right on Sunday.
So D2, bro. Just now, man, you were just telling me, bro, about this album.
Yeah.
And the journey, man. So how long did it take you to do? Where'd you get it produced, you know? What's the journey been like?
There was a bunch of different producers on it. You know, good three quarters of them I didn't know, but I was at the stage, especially at that point in particular, where I'm like, hey, if the beat's dope, like, I'm gonna try and do it up the best I can and get a hold of the track outs, make it sound nice, like at least get the rights to use it, and like hopefully I'm the name you remember when you hear this beat again. If you happen to come across it, just know that, like, yeah, I did my best shit on it. The projects pretty much took 5 months. There was kind of like a few songs I really struggled with when I was just like kind of finding my voice and like finding how to execute these tracks, and then once I got to a certain point, they all just started coming out better. I learned breath control. I kind of like wrote, and then I'd go to the studio to kind of practice and like perfect it to a point, do a million takes. But like now I'm at the point where I don't need that time. But that was like practice.
Like
that
for
was
real, like a million takes.
How many
Are
takes?
Are you just speaking figuratively or like for real, a million? Like, take a million?
I'm going to say like certain songs took more than others.
Not a million.
No. Okay. But like one day, like I'm a perfectionist and like I got to have my shit perfect. And like some of the songs I struggled with, and one of them, I remember one day, it was like my second time attacking the song, like second session there. I spent an hour and a half on the second verse getting it perfect. Like I don't like cutting in unless I have to. I don't like any of that. It's just got to be like that raw verse, perfectly executed. But now I can rap those songs live like it's nothing. So that's the important part. And I realized that was all part of the process. Yeah. And now I don't need to spend all that time. So thank God I got it out of the way.
I feel you, man. Yeah. I feel you. We've all been there, man. One thing I really, one thing I didn't like about the old me is like, well, yeah, you're right. Like how many times it takes to get to that perfect zone with a verse. Especially if you're paying someone, man, by the hour, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to become an expensive song to do.
Yeah,
definitely so.
Yeah, man. You know what? Maxi likes that. Maxi is always like, yo, take your time. Take your time, man.
I don't know if that's true, actually.
He's a producer. He's
getting
paid by the hour.
I think you'll find I got that short patience Maxi over here. Yeah, absolutely no patience at all.
Don't screw up your verse.
No, bro. I don't know. Like,
Max is unforgiving, man.
They see my eyes changed a couple times.
I want to shout out my man, Andrew, tuning in from, Southside. Doing
Southside, where is the South America, bro? Or what?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, he's in the south, he's somewhere down there.
We don't have your location.
He's somewhere in the south.
You don't want to know where he is, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. Covertness on the new era show,
definitely.
Legend in the making, bro.
Yeah, so yeah, Maxi, man, pop this guy with the producer type question, bro.
Oh, for real? Yeah. So, do you make any beats or anything like that?
I don't make beats.
You don't make beats. All right, true. So you got some friends that make beats and stuff. Do you ever work with people on songs?
Absolutely. Got collabs. I haven't really done ground up a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of that step I'm taking now. For me, honestly, I'm super picky. And unless I find something that I really fuck with,
I've been noticing from the sounds you sort of mostly do sample-based work.
Yeah, I really like the jazz samples.
Jazzy.
Yeah, I played in a jazz band throughout high school,
okay.
So that's kind of always
that's
lurking
dope.
There.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Dope. Yeah. What instrument? Yeah, what instrument?
I played the trumpet. I played the
cornet.
Oh, yeah.
My mom would have killed
trumpet
me.
Man.
Oh, fuck.
It's great. There's three buttons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's three buttons.
I tried saxophone as well, in grade 8 when we were trying instruments out, and just to maintain the reed and keep it in the right place and do all the maintain a saxophone is way harder than a trumpet.
Real gang shit in
straight up
in high elementary I was repping the trombone, and
I respect you, man, you were a geek, bro.
Yeah, he was a boss. The trombone is not an easy instrument by any means.
No worries for me. No worries. I was a natural.
I respect that.
You moved with the squids in high school.
I don't know, bro. I played the cello and the trombone. I was pretty. I was
man,
not,
you played the
know.
Cello, man. You was a geek ass.
Yeah. Nah, fam.
Hey, don't roast the man. Don't roast. The
hey,
man.
I was with the trappers and the hustlers, just playing the trombone. You know what I mean?
Trombone is G, man.
Yeah,
that's
they fucked with it. No, but I only played those till maybe grade 6. After that, I was strictly the ganja. Actually, that's actually might be true. Fuck. You know how it goes.
I don't, bro. I actually don't know how it goes. I never play no trombone.
Learn an instrument, fam. Do you know how to play piano?
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah, okay. That one's the best one anyway.
Push it on my knees. But
FL don't count.
Samples. I'm all about the samples.
All about the samples.
I'm trying to work on some new stuff too, finding beats, and then just slowing them down. Ones I've found, that's kind of something new I'm kind of playing with, as well as just sampling. I want to sample viral videos and screw with their voices a little bit, and just find obscure things that humans have said that'll make you laugh before the track even starts and get your spirits up a little bit. Just some fun stuff. Come on, I don't know. I like memes. I like videos about memes. If it's something relatable, even an ad lib that's a quote of something that we've all heard a million times done well, if it's done well, it's done well, you know? So I'm kind of compiling all these little samples I want to use right now. That's kind of the next step. I just want to make it more you hear the beat before it even starts, and you know I'm coming on it. You know what I mean?
All right. So you want to get a character sound sort of thing.
Some sort of profile.
Yeah. So you into any live shows at all? You got any shows coming up?
Yeah. I'm doing this open mic in SFU.
Okay.
That's this Friday, so that should be fun. I always hit up Anza Club every Thursday night, man. You want live rap, go to the Anza Club, Ontario and 8th. That's always a really good time. Ontario. So that's going to be tomorrow. I know December there's going to be shows coming up. I haven't heard of any yet, but my schedule is kind of random. All of this is kind of happening fairly fast for me, and I'm just trying to I'll get any show I can pretty much grab. October was a really good month, though. I did my first in a week, I did 3 sets in 4 days. That felt amazing. So that was my best kind of month.
Respect. That's dope, bro.
You take any opportunity you get. I put it that way.
Yeah, you gotta stay moving.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gain some value.
No doubt.
Exactly, man. Yo, we got a show coming up this Friday as well. Just K. Eric Shelby.
Yeah.
LED.
Which I'm gonna be dropping to after.
Oh, 100% he will.
Yeah.
I wish I could drop by SFU, but it's just out of my way.
For like a 10-15 minute set. I'm just getting my fix, man. I just want to rock a few tracks.
Yeah, nah, you go get your fan.
Hit a new audience. There's a lot of people going, though. I think there's like 100 people going, so that should be dope. Yeah.
Should be convenient. Yeah,
yeah, you'll catch us at the LED Friday.
LED, 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 Shaori,
the man's Atomic, you know, rocking his shits.
Shout out the homies Atomic.
Who's the man's headlining?
I don't know the man's headlining, but he a big man's.
He's dope, man. Yo, this guy's got a good director, you know. I see a lot of slop videos coming out. This guy puts out some sick-ass videos, man. You got to have good visuals if you're dropping that shit.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So pull up. That's this Friday, LED Nightclub, Caprice. That's on Granville. Yeah. Come through from 9 p.m. We're going to be tearing up the show around 10:30. But you know what it is. Shout out to Atomic. Shout out Just K and Eric Shari. And shout out the homie Detour, who's going to be in SFU around the same time, killing his set.
Earlier.
Oh, earlier.
Six to 8 p.m. That's
6 to 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m. So, yo, pull up for that if you're out there in Burnaby.
I heard the bathroom right here, yo.
Wow, man, you ain't gotta say that on live radio, man. Thanks, Maxi. We didn't need to know where you're going, bro. But anyway, man, so we gonna let this song serenade you for a second. We'll be back with some more Detour. What you think, bro? You got something to say about this song to the homies?
Yeah, absolutely. This is called Writer's Block. This is kind of like where I moved out to in the start of the summer, just like that feeling of isolation. And like, you know, it's now I live kind of Marpool area, and I'm like, it's called Writer's Block, so it kind of refers to a bunch of different things. Like, writer's block, no tolerance, is like, I don't have tolerance for writer's block in my head that's stopping me from writing. I have a writer's block that's stopping me from painting, because like, graffiti writer, that's like terminology we use. So it's that as well. And it's also the intolerance from the neighborhood for graffiti, because Canby, I don't know, Vancouver in general, the buff is real. I hope you guys know what buff means. You know, the cleaning, goodbye graffiti. Yeah.
What does buff mean, bro?
Buff is it's not being jacked by any means. It's cleaning graph. So
cleaning graph?
Yeah, cleaning graffiti. Cleaning graffiti. I need to explain all this terminology.
Damn,
it's all gravy.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's like Canby Street in particular, I know, gets cleaned so much. It's so gentrified. There's all these new buildings.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, writer's block, no tolerance. It's no tolerance for the graffiti writer that happens to live in that area too. So there's like 3-4 different meanings. And that's why at the end I say, make what you want of it.
Yeah.
So it allows you to think. I really like the entendres. Now I'm starting to throw like some bars on my new stuff that's coming out.
Yeah.
Like each verse will have, you know, 6-7 double entendres, sometimes triple, quadruple entendres. And they're really fun to play with. Pay attention to that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I so we're gonna leave you with this for a quick sec, Vancouver. We'll be back on the air show. Don't touch that dial, baby.
Make what you want of it. Writer's block, no tolerance. Make what you want of it. Yeah, you can make what you want of it. Writer's block, no tolerance. Make what you want of it. Yeah, you can make what you want of it. Yeah, you can make what you want of it. Writer's block, no tolerance. Make what you want of it. Yeah, you can make what you want of it. Writer's block. No tolerance, yeah, you can make what you want of it. Writer's block, no tolerance, make what you want of it. Yeah, you can make what you want of it. I just wanna let go. I said I just wanna let go. Sometimes I wanna let go. I said I just wanna let go. Yeah, I just wanna let go. Try to write the verse that I never wrote. Done a bit of research, yeah, I found some better quotes. Simply put, the cheddar spoke better notes.
the letters spoke. Letting off steam like the lever broke. And the rhythm, that's just a given. Bass setting the pace of your system. Shoulder check on that detour. Changing lanes, precision. Never dealt with a prison system. Compassion for the parents and children. Mansions and apartment buildings. Man, I fuck your feelings. Is what I've ever been told. Doing what I best at. But you already know. Vancouver's where I rest at. It's always been my hometown. Concrete jungle, my playground. Tendency to be thrown it down. Firework explosion sound. Front on me, I hold my ground, yeah. Lost in this beat, I know I'ma drown. No life jacket, shout outs to Candace. That's why I put your name in those motherfucking brackets. My time is a matter of fractions. Graph work, school rap, yeah, I'm multitasking. I just wanna let go, yeah. I just wanna let go. I said I just wanna let go, yeah. I just wanna let go. I said I just wanna let go. I just wanna let go.
Wow, you scared me. You know, you're the last person I expected to see here tonight. So how have you been doing? Oh yeah? Hey, I'm glad to hear that. I'm real glad to hear that. Oh me?
Rest in peace to Daniel and Colin, you'll be missed. Two friends of mine that have left, here starts the list. I start to drift, my grandpa died from Parkinson's. I caused a lot of damage, I guess I marked my sins. But that's the way that life goes. I take all my stress and thread it through the microphone. Question myself in the moment, yeah, I might go home. I swear I need a splash of that baritone, hella strong, tough it out. Thirst for new tracks, feel the drought. Thoughts of mine, gotta let them out. Couldn't give a fuck about the endless doubt. My day-to-day is like a never-ending essay. Sit back and press play, this'll get you through a stress day. Yeah, this'll get you through a stress day. Yeah, this'll get you through a stress day.
I just wanna let go, yeah. I just wanna let go. I said I just wanna let go, yeah. I just wanna let go. I said I just wanna let go. I just wanna let go.
Like a roller coaster, life is like a roller coaster, yeah. Check it. Props to RC from Hazmat, repeat on playback. Tequila's my nightcap, fuck with me, I fight back. Maybe I just write facts, but I've left some out. My life is like an essay and I'm sorting it out. No doubt, living in Vancouver, yeah, there's never a drought. I've talent with some whack shit just to balance it out. It's good to find your place against all the doubt. So I'm spreading on the net to the north and the south. So I pause and put the beat to rest. Clean sweep beneath my breath, seamless, no need to flex. I let it grow on its own, like a seed when the wind blows. I wanna be so dope that you put me as your ringtone. Tryna get these rhymes, better grind for the cheddar. My mind is intertwined with these letters, worth the effort. Detour is the name to be remembered. Raps praise for days, I bring the heat in December. Yeah, who knew that I'd be here right now, rapping right now to this goddamn crowd. What up? Yeah. Hey. Who knew that I'd be here right now, rapping right now to this goddamn crowd. What up? Yeah. West side, it really doesn't matter. You keep vibing with the shit, you better put your hands up.
Yeah.
East side, west side, it really doesn't matter. Vibing with the shit, you better put your hands up. East side, west side, it really doesn't matter. If you vibing with the shit, then you better put your hands up.
Yeah.
I said you better put your hands up, vibe with the shit, and put your fucking hands up.
Yeah. Something for that pre-drank, cautious I can see fate. Uphill I don't need breaks, restaurant life don't need breaks. Grind till my knees break, lyrically meditate. Non-stop, no playmate, they're making for a vacay. Closer to that goal every payday. To the tropics, on the airplane, no mayday. Under the sun, writing raps by the runway. Living this life of mine, I'ma live it one way. Bob courses last semester caught me slipping. Wasn't able to write lines that were different, significant. Learned about the world in school, increased intelligence. Governments in deficits, leaders discredited. For the population's benefit, were products of the manuscript. Came from Mecca's New York and Los Angeles. Music heals wounds better. The damn bandage is gonna drop an album this year. Mark your calendar.
Who knew that I'd be rapping right now? Rapping right now to this goddamn crowd. What up? Hey. Yeah. One more time. Who knew that I'd be rapping right now? Rapping right now to this goddamn crowd. What up? Hey. Yeah. Peace.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Papers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
I've read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Vancouver,
man. You know what it is, me in Vancouver.
Not cops. Hey, shout out Neon Sasquatch, bro. That's an inside joke with my production company. If anyone's listening from my production company, man, much love. We're going to kill this short. We're going to win some awards. Let's get it.
Shout out to our sponsors of the night. TransLink for getting my ass here back home and safe too. Thank you.
Gang Amen. Shit. Shout out WestJet. You know, thank you. Got me from North Van to West Van back over to
Southside.
Bro.
Shout out Air Jordans Corporation Global for the kicks that I'm wearing. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling fresh and I'm flying, baby. Boom.
Without you, Air Jordan, Shari Cypher could never be complete.
Hell nah.
And I'd like to thank my biggest sponsor, FL Studios, coming through with that producer package for the year. Got the VSTs, Expand 2, Air Instruments, you know what I'm saying? Pew, pew. Omni, Nexus, we loving it, bro. Exactly. Thanks for those DLLs.
And yeah, our main sponsor of the night, our main sponsor of every day, our main sponsor forever is Jah Blessed Rastafari for getting us here and giving us the health and wealth and consciousness to actually vibe today with y'all on the New Era Show. And we got the homie D Tour. What's up, bro? You been quiet?
What's up, dude? I just didn't want to interrupt, you know.
It's a nice
go
guy.
As smoothly
nice
as possible.
Exactly, man. I'm sure there were many opportunities you wanted to just interrupt me, but thanks for resisting.
It's tempting,
appreciate.
But not. Nah.
Thanks, man. Thanks. And Detour, man, like during the break, man, I kind of enticed you into like performing something for us, a special,
yeah,
bro.
I want to perform an unreleased song that is very fresh and... Yeah.
Fresh off the boat.
Let's do
like
a
fucking
live
panini,
studio
bro.
Version.
Hot off the press.
It's
fresh
my
off the plane like
it, it's my favorite. It's my favorite track right now that I've ever done.
Tell us a little bit about this track, bro.
Pretty much, it's kind of like straight up. Like I'm definitely I fall into the stoner rap category to a certain degree.
What is this stonerness? What is this stoner thing?
All I can say is shout outs to my mom and dad if you're still listening to this. You know, rap and weed go well together. I'll put it that way. And it kind of, it can be a fuel for some, you know, and I like to talk about it sometimes. And, like, this song's kind of about that. But it's just a good vibe. It's kind of like talking about my style and then, like, where I'm at, like, right now. And it's, like, a lot different than where I was at in the summer, so... I think it kind of reflects that, and it's also just me mastering kind of like, well, mastering's a big thing to say, but just perfecting my sort of voice and my flow, and this is an example of that. This is, like, where I want to be sounding and, like, my base for, like, where I'm at.
Bro, well, so, I guess that's enough justification.
Yeah, and it's called I Swear. I'm going to drop it eventually.
I Swear? Yeah,
let us let I swear for itself.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
So we ready with the instrumental?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We got a special on the New Era Show. Now, as you're driving down Granville Bridge, you know what I'm saying? As you're driving down Burrard, as you're driving down Pacific, baby, you know, just look to the left, look to the right, look up and down, and then just keep your eyes forward. It's a New Era Show, baby. Boom, we got a Detour. DJ, cut that beat.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to pop this one. We're going to have to cut out our mics now.
This is exclusive.
This is an exclusive first ever time the Detour performed on live radio. Enjoy.
Yeah. Can you turn it up in my headphones a little bit? Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Listen. Check it. I swear I'm always down when they're passing joints around. I swear you've heard this voice before. Detour is the sound. Seen a couple ounces, but I've never seen a pound yet out of the box, and I'm nowhere to be found. I swear I'm always down when they're passing joints around. I swear you've heard this voice before. Detour is the sound. Seen a couple ounces, but I've never seen a pound yet out of the box, and I'm nowhere to be found. Go to dispensary, I never fucking wait. AK-47 mix with that lemon haze. Sweet sativa reefer, call it lemonade. Searching for that honey, not trying to pollinate. Feeling broke as fuck, but I swear I got it made. Family on my side, always got a place to stay. The cops know what I write, it's like I'm trying to catch a case. Can't you fucking see I'm in an agitated state? United as one and it's fake. Sounds like the United States. $8 ain't even a wage. Prison system to get in, $2 a day. Lots of them strapped, watch what you say. The highest positions are Christian Decay, Christian Dior, pistol display. The worst that I've seen, Pipples and Mace. Not tough enough, rap game disgrace. Catching this wave, man, I catch it with pace. Talk about Lee, man, I've taken a taste. Buying a leader, I call that a waste. Shots of tequila, Wiser and Chase. Work on myself, get it wiser with age. Covering ground, couple miles in a day, yeah. Check it, I swear I'm always down when they're passing joints around. I swear you've heard this voice before. Detour is the sound. Seen a couple ounces, but I've never seen a pound yet out of the box, and I'm nowhere to be found. I swear I'm always down when they're passing joints around. I swear you've heard this voice before. Detour is the sound. Seen a couple ounces, but I've never seen a pound yet out of the box, and I'm nowhere to be found.
check out a dispensary, check out all the options. Gonna smoke on something that keeps my thoughts popping. $30 out my wallet, hit the street, now we're mobbing. Fuck with one of us, couple lines you'll be crossing. Cooking that product like Bronson, she's taking the D, I'm the offense. Loving the chase, that process, take a screenshot and pause it. I'm just thinking nostalgic, they say there's power in knowledge. Invest in that out of your wallet, all I see is powder and profit. Supporting my friends the best way I can. Remember the times when we met up in jam, now we just rap like food in Saran. Wrap it all up, man, I'm done with this jam. Yeah, talking to you, I'm at peace where I stand. Yeah, guilty as fuck, see the pain on my hands. I swear you've heard this voice before, Detour is the sound. Seen a couple ounces, but I've never seen a pound yet out of the box, and I'm nowhere to be found.
Woo! Goddamn.
That's cool.
I'm recovering from my speechlessness. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the homie Detour on the New Era Show, baby. Yeah. Makes me wanna jump up on a beat. Makes me wanna kiss the floor down my feet. Ooh.
Hey. Shari, known for his freestyling talents all over the goddamn land.
Hey.
You know what it is. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Woo! Yo, that was actually fresh. That was fresh. Put it here,
I
bro.
I appreciate
respect,
that, man.
Respect, respect. So well, you're saying that's not been released, eh?
Nah. I got it recorded. Just taking out the little bits with ad-libs and all that jazz. It's real nice. Yeah, I'm super hyped on it. It's kind of like my vibe.
That's dope, bro.
If that makes sense.
It is.
Hope it sounded good on here. I don't know. I hope it came out well.
Well, yeah, I hope it came out well. Like, you know, I'll have to go home and listen to this as well.
I'll compare, but
I did, yeah.
I know. Uh-huh. I know the bars came out how I wanted, so.
How you wanted. You know, yeah. Like, that's all that matters, man. Deep down, you know, it came out right. You couldn't have said it any better, man. Damn, it's been another beautiful week on the New Era Show. You know what it is.
Damn.
We had the homie Detour. Come and join us all the way from very far. Anywhere outside UBC is very, very far, bro. So we want to say shout out to you for staying faithful to the grind, bro.
Absolutely.
Very few people would go out of their way to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm going to say this. Any rapper in their right mind would come out here for an interview. If you pass that up, you're stupid.
Bless up, man. You know, I appreciate that.
You're
exactly.
not working hard enough if you're not trying to get on interviews.
Appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Because
we also out here, we just grinding, man. You know what I'm saying? We just grinding out here. We just trying to get some food on the put some food on the plate. I'm just joking. We do this voluntary, man. We love this shit,
yeah.
man. We love this shit. It's been a rough week for us as well, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? We get encouragement when the homies want to come through and jam with us. So, you know what it is? Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on SoundCloud. Always, man, always. It's through this music that we're going to connect. So, it's been the New Era Show. Before we let you go, Detour, one more time. Where can the fans find you, bruh?
Yo, soundcloud.com/Detourism. Tourism with a D in front of it. I'm the only one. If you Google that, I'm the name that comes up. I have one cheesy music video, like my first one from like a year ago. If you look on YouTube, you can find that through my SoundCloud page. Just go there though, because that's where all like the new shit is.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more in the works. I'm doing a bunch of videos. They're coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
So stay posted. This is only the beginning.
This is only the beginning. And
this
you know what,
this
man?
This isn't anything yet.
That's a good attitude to have, man. And you know what? We wish you the best, bro.
I appreciate that, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like success is what you measure it, bro. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you're succeeding in your own thoughts, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say one cool thing too. Yeah. I remember I saw you at Traffic's like one of his album release parties. I'd say like two and a half years ago where I met you first, and like that was crazy. Then I wasn't even
I hadn't even made a track yet. Just listening, being like, oh, I should write. Uh-huh. And like, here I am, like, in this position. So,
exactly,
to those people that doubt themselves, just trust that you put in work, good things will come.
Yeah.
That's it.
Blessed, man. Enough said. We got the homies from North Vancouver. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? We wrapping it up, man. It's been a long ass day. It's been another show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's interesting.
It's interesting.
We're a little worse for wear tonight. Had some Daisy's burgers straight to the dome. Kicked me on my ass all day.
Boom. What? Daisy's burgers?
Yeah, man. Boys. Daisy's burgers. Shout out Daisy's North Van for fucking my stomach up all goddamn day.
Support your local business is what Maxie's trying to say. Those are dank ass burgers. They're very good, and they're another one of our